What language should I learn if I'm studying a third language? So, should I learn the language that I'm studying using my native language, or should I learn the third language using the second one? For example, let's say that English is my native language and I already learn, I don't know, French. So, if I want to learn Italian, should I learn Italian using English, my native language, or using the second language that I've learned, so French? That's a question that I basically saw on the internet, and I think it's quite interesting. So, basically, you have people that say it's better to learn the third language using your native language. You have other one that say the opposite. They say it's better to learn the third language using the second one. So before giving my own perspective, my own idea, opinion, I'm gonna tell you what these people think. So why someone say that it's better to learn the third language using your native language, and why other people think the opposite. They think no, it's better to use the second one. So, the people that tend to prefer the native language approach, they said because when you have to learn a language, you have to fully understand the explanation and all the details. So, if you use your native language, is way better because you can be way more precise because you fully understand everything. The second argument for these people, because they tend to prefer the native the native language approach, is that you have less overlap, if you want, with the language that you study, because your native language, since you ever spoke this language, you know how it works, and you know that this word is from my native language. So you have less probability to create confusion, to mix the language that you study. So if you study the third language using the second one, maybe your second language is not as developed, not as good as your first one, so you have more probability to mix some word to create confusion and things like that with the third language. But of course, you have people that disagree with that. They say it's better to learn the third language using the second one because if you're doing that, you are still training the second one that you also studied. So let's take back the example that I said previously, that I made previously. If your native language is English, you learn French, and now you want to learn Italian. If you use French to learn Italian, you are still training your French. So you're still improving your French, that you basically do two things with one at once, you know. You have people that say if the language are closer, well, I have tendency to strongly disagree with this argument, but anyway, it's an argument that they say. They say if the two language, the second and the third one, are very close, it's better to use the second one in order to enhance, to help when you study the third one. So with our example, it works very well because if your native language is English, you already study French and you want to learn Italian, French is way closer, way more closer to Italian than what English is. So for these kind of people, I totally disagree with this argument, but for them, if you use French, it will help you way more to learn Italian than if you were using English. Well, I think it's more the opposite, because you are gonna mix all French and Italian vocabulary, and because they are quite close, so to me it's worse. But anyway, and the third argument is sometimes if you use a language that you well spoken, a lot of people speak this language, for example, English. It's better because you have more information available on the internet. So if it's your second language, you should use it. For example, if your native language is French, you also studied English and you want to study Italian, they say it may be better to use the second language, English, because you have more information about Italian when you use English than when you use French. So basically, that's all the debate and all the ideas. When it comes to me, I also do it in a certain way, which basically means that when I'm almost done with a language. I mean, almost done. We never done completely done with a language because we always improve. But when I almost feel that I can, finish studying the language and start with another one, what I do is I start just by curiosity, just because of curiosity. Not for the reason to try to understand how the language works. For example, when I was studying English, when I was almost finished with English, I already knew that once I'm done with English, I'm gonna start with Spanish. So what I did is I started to search with English how Spanish works, something like that, Same things with when I was almost done with Spanish, I started looking how Portuguese work, and with Portuguese how Mandarin works, etc., etc., etc. But there is a substantial difference than using the language to study, because what's my point of view? What's my opinion? To me, they are both wrong. Because you should not use your native language in order to study the third language, and you should not even use the second language in order to study the third language. To me, if you study the third language, you have to use this language. So, in the previous example, if your native language is English, you already studied French, and now you want to study Italian, you don't have to use English. You don't even have to use French, you have to use Italian. You study Italian, you have to use Italian or whatever language you are studying. So to me, they are both wrong. When you study a language, you have to use this language, no other language, not your native language, not your second, third, fourth language, whatever. You use the language that you are studying. So some people say, but you say that you also do it in a certain way. In a certain way, yeah. I don't study a language using a second one. When I study a language, I use this one. So when I almost done with a language, yeah, I start searching how the next language that I'm gonna learn works. But I'm still study the language that I use. So when I almost done, it doesn't mean done. Almost done, it means that I'm still currently learning this language. So when I'm almost done with English, I started search for Spanish, how Spanish work, but still using English because I still wanted to improve English. Same thing with Spanish. And when I started searching for Portuguese, I still wanted to improve my Spanish. That's why I was listening and reading in Spanish. So no, when I study a language, I always use this language. But just by curiosity, I just search how the other language, the next language works, but always in the language that I want to study. That's just for curiosity. But always, always use the language that you want to study. Never use other one. You're not gonna learn French if you use English. You're not gonna learn Portuguese if you use Mandarin. It seems obvious, but a lot of people are debating about that. So it means that it's not so obvious as it seems to me.